Soundstripe.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to That's Relatable with me, Brooke. You like that little song I just sang? I know. I could be the next Taylor Swift. I quit. Okay, so many things are just coming to my mind right now. First of all, if you have seen my most recent Instagram post, it is about how I'm fully admitting that I am now a Swiftie. And that is something I never thought I'd say, you guys. Not because I'm the biggest hater, but just because, like, I've just never been the biggest fan. And I just always thought she was like, okay, whatever. Songs are good, but she as a person annoys me. I know, not nice. But it was just kind of my vibes I had with her. I don't know what happened within the past 6 months. Okay. Side note, I have watched her Eras tour on Disney Plus 7 times. Okay. I don't know if that's a good thing or if it's something I should be embarrassed about, but every time I like am amazed. And sometimes it's just like I need the background music or like just some sort of something in the background while I'm doing dishes or folding laundry or whatever it is. So it's not like I'm just staring at the TV the whole time, but still 7 times. And each time I'm just like, man, Taylor Swift, you done won me over. And I just was not expecting it. So in other news, I am like, bleh. Like I'm having a week, you guys, to be honest. I've been debating like if I'm even going to do an episode this week because I have been such a little whiny baby back, you know what, because I'm just in a mood. And it's the exact thing that I come on here to try and help others not do. But let's be honest, guys, that's freaking life. And sometimes we have bad weeks and sometimes we're just tired and cranky and grumpy. And that's been me for like this whole week. So my husband was gone for the past 5 days. He went on a hunting trip with my dad and my 3 brother-in-laws, and they go out and they do turkey hunting and whatever. And so they're finally home. But dude, like the 5 days that they were gone, I started out pretty strong, like whatever. The kids and I, we were doing just fine. And honestly, up until like the last day, I felt fine. Like we were in our groove. We were doing okay. But by day 5, I was like, you better get back here before I lose my ever loving mind. I am going to lose it. And I was just like at my wit's end. The kids are fighting like crazy. Like I just never knew that a 4-year-old and a 1.5-year-old would argue as much as they already do. Like they're either besties and playing with each other or they're fighting over a toy. Or like my son, he's 1.5 years old. And so he is still learning how to share and learning that you don't just take your toy, like someone else's toy, right out of their hands. And my daughter wants to lay the smack down every 5 seconds. Oh my gosh. It is like total like war zone in this house. It's a total war zone in this house when those two are fighting. And so by the time my husband came back home, 2 days ago now, I was like, it was needed. I missed my bestie, but also I missed my partner in crime with the kids. And so now that he's home, I'm like, thank the heavens above. I was about to lose my mind. And so I think that's kind of the stem of why my week was just so crummy. I just missed my husband. I was tired and just ready to have a little bit of like alone time. And so I was just struggling a little bit, and it carried on through the weekend. And then even today, like I need to get my mind right and stop being a big old wuss. But, I got to the position where I was like, dude, do I even want to do an episode? Like, I'm just cranky. I have no motivation, nothing fun or inspirational or like cool to talk about. And it just kind of spiraled. And so, to be quite honest, I sat down this morning. I was like, yeah, I want to record something. I think I do. And I sat down. I was like, dude, I got nothing. So I went out and I was just mowing the yard and just like getting some free time and space to myself. And it kind of hit me like, these are the times when I feel the crummiest and the most unmotivated to talk about it. Because as much as I don't want to talk about it, I know these are the exact same feelings that someone out there is dealing with. And if I can give any sort of encouragement and just like sense of you're not alone in the struggle, then hey, that's all I really want to do. Like that's the basis of this whole thing, is just to make people feel encouraged and to know that you and I are dealing with the same things, and not just us, but so many other people. So here I am. I'm talking about this concept of when I just don't feel like I'm enough sometimes. Ooh, that's so whiny. Ooh, I don't feel like I'm enough. But that's kind of how I've been. And like I said, I think it was just from this week of single parenting. Side note, you single parents are full-blown superheroes. I don't literally know how you do it. But you guys are freaking rock stars. So kudos to you, more than kudos. I don't even know, like gold stars and cookies, all the things. But no, I've had such a short fuse this week. My patience has been like at an all time low, and I was just kind of in this rut and thinking to myself, like, gosh, like I could be such a better wife. Like my husband came home from his hunting trip, and there's dishes in the sink, there's clothes on the table, and the laundry's not folded, and the toys are on the ground, and there's dirt everywhere. And I'm just like, gosh dang it, like I wish he could have came home to a home that was clean and things were tidied and put away. And then I'm thinking too, well crap, I could be such a better mom, because here I am snapping at my 1-year-old and my 4-year-old, and they're just freaking kids. They're little innocent kids who just are trying to get my attention and show me that they can stand on one foot and do all the cool tricks. And so of course then there's the mom guilt of, gosh dang it, like I just snap at them so easily. And then there's the other side of, now I'm thinking work mode of, not only do I feel guilty because I snapped at my kids, but I feel guilty that I want my alone time and my space from them sometimes when I'm already a full-time working parent. And so I get time away from them. I get time away from them when I'm at work. And so then there's that side of it. It's like, gosh, why would you need more time away from your kids when you spend 8 hours a day away from them at a job? And then it spirals into, oh my gosh, I could be a better teacher. I'm not well prepared. Like I could be better prepared and I could have these lessons be way better than what they are. And you guys, like that was my mindset all today. And what a crummy, stupid way to live in a day, I guess. And so I want to just go through how I handle these emotions and how I pull myself out of this rut when I get stuck in here sometimes. And really the first thing I notice is that, like, typically I'm a pretty freaking fiery person. I would think I'm pretty extroverted. I'm goofy. I'm loud. I can be obnoxious. But like I deal with these insecurities and these like downer days too. And I don't know, you guys, maybe it just stems from me being a perfectionist, because I am to my core too. Like I love the squeaky clean, like to-do list. I mean, even back in high school, I was an A-plus student. Like I want the best grades. I want, even in college, I want to be in the top of my class. Like I want to be the highest rank. So maybe it comes from that perfectionist side. But a lot of times I think, well, maybe it comes from freaking social media, because all you do is get on Instagram or Pinterest and you see like these perfect people with perfect rooms and clean houses and the aesthetic is just perfect and everything's just great. And I'm looking at myself and I'm like, dang, I look nothing like what I'm seeing on social media. So I don't know. There's so many different pieces that come into play where I start finding myself being a big old whiner and I start throwing myself a pity party. So here's my little tidbit on what I personally do when I start feeling all down in the dumps and whining and whatnot. And the first thing I think of is the fact that these emotions and this downy little whiny day that I'm having, it all stems from feelings. And I know that my feelings are constantly changing and fleeting, and they're not going to be the same tomorrow. And you get your down days and you have your up days and whatever. And so we can't let a down day of having crummy feelings completely dictate the way we're going to carry out the rest of the day or even the rest of the week or whatever. Like your feelings aren't factual. So just because I feel like a bag of dirt, I know I'm not. Like, I know I have things to offer to my family and to my husband and to my work. It's just a moment in time that I'm feeling like a sack of crap. But I'm not going to go and quit my job because I think I'm a lousy teacher. Like, I'm not going to leave my husband because I feel guilty like I'm letting him down. I'm not going to stop showing up for my kids. You know, it's all these things where I'm like, okay, I got to feel these emotions, whatever, and just realize that that's not true. Like, don't let yourself be convinced that you're a sucky person just because you feel down in the dumps sometimes. Obviously, that's not the case. Because in reality, I know that I'm a pretty freaking awesome person, and I know that no one's perfect, and that's honestly the biggest relief that there could possibly be, like knowing that when I look up on social media and see so-and-so all beautiful and put together and house squeaky clean, like that is a show. That is fully a show that they are posting on social media because they think it's a highlight that needs to be recognized. Like people would not post these things if they did not think they were worth recognition. Does that make sense? So don't look at someone being all squeaky clean and their house being perfect and picked up and thinking that's just how it always looks. Like, heck no, that's freaking posed. 1000% that's posed. So there's no such thing as being a perfect person or having the perfect whatever. I just think we put so much stinking pressure on ourselves and it's so unnecessary. Like no one has it down. Like we're all faking it. Get on Instagram, get on Pinterest, get on Facebook, whatever social medias you have. It's all fake. It's all fake. Literally, even like my posts, I'm not going to post a picture of me with my freaking pimples out looking raunchy and my hair up and my stuff stuck in my teeth. Like I'm going to post a picture that I feel good in and I'm going to post a picture that I feel cute in. And so that's one thing that I truly have to remind myself of as I'm going through social media. If I'm stuck scrolling and I get into this mindset of, oh, somebody else has it all together. No, they freaking don't. It's just a ploy. I know, especially like I'll get on Instagram and I'll see the pages where the mom or nanny or whatever, some lady has 57 sensory bins made up for their kids and they're constantly going to different adventures and they're going to different, I don't know, trips and they're taking their kids to all these cool places. And it's like, oh, you know what sensory bin my kids have? A sandbox. They go out and they play in a sandbox and that's about the only sensory bin we got. Sometimes we whip out the Play-Doh, sometimes we don't because then it's a freaking mess. And it's like when we start comparing and thinking, gosh, like I need to step it up. That's our biggest downfall. But guess what? My freaking kids love the sandbox and they love their Play-Doh and they don't know anything different than that. They don't know that sensory bins are even a thing. And so it's coming from social media or not even, I mean, in this case, yes, but it's just coming from the act of comparing ourselves to others where we really dig a hole into the ground and just toss ourselves into it and make ourselves feel like crap. This is what brings me comfort when I get into these little ruts, though, is I know in regards to my kids, like wholeheartedly, like I am meant to be their mom. Like God made me their mom for a specific reason. There is no one else in this entire world who could love my kids better than I do as a mom. And so I hope you guys think that too. Like let that soak in for a second. It does not matter that you don't have 5,000 different activities for them to do in the house and that they are playing with toy cars for the 7th time today. Like it's okay. Like you are meant to be your children's or your child's parent, regardless of what other people are doing for their kids. Like no one else would love your kids more or better than the way that you do. And I think of that often. Like God chose me to be these, or to be the parent of these kids for a reason. And so I'm going to embrace that wholeheartedly, know that regardless of what I'm doing or what I'm not doing, I'm the best parent that they could have. I'm the best mom. My husband is the best dad. Like we are there for a specific reason. Same thing with my husband. So another thing on Instagram, I'll see all of these different girls just being awesome, like wives, just being perfect wives and keeping the house picked up and cooking all these bazillion different dinners. And guys, I'm gonna tell you right now, I hate to cook. Like quite literally the least favorite chore of the house is cooking, in my opinion. And Mike loves it. So I hit the freaking jackpot there. Like he tells me if he could have picked a job, he would have chose to be a chef. Like he likes to look up recipes and just like mess with different seasonings. And he likes to try different things where I'm like, heck freaking no. We could live off of grilled cheese and egg sandwiches for the rest of my life and I literally would not care. I just don't ever like crave a certain type of food. I mean, unless it's sweets, don't get me wrong there. Like I'm eating buckets of ice cream after the kids go to bed. But otherwise, don't get me wrong. Like I don't cook at all. And I can, like if Mike wants me to, and this is actually like a legitimate discussion we've had before where I've said, if you truly want me to try cooking more and like you want to see an effort of me like trying different recipes and making more foods, like I will do it. I hate it, but I will do it because hello, it's if it's something he needs out of our marriage, like, I'm going to put in the effort there. But again, hit the jackpot. And he's like, no, like, it's good. I'm fine. So I'm like, thank the Lord. But still, there is that guilt of like, gosh, dang it. Like, I wish I could just surprise him with a good meal and like he'd come home and not have to worry about what to make. And like, there is that guilt in there too. But again, I remind myself that I've never been that person. Like, he has known me, what, we've been together for over 10 years now. And even when we were dating, like, I never was that type of person. Like, I never was one who was going to cook. And he knew that. And it's not something that was like thrown out of left field. And so I do find comfort in that, just knowing like he still chose me as his wife, even before, or even while knowing that maybe she sucks at being in the kitchen. And so I just have to pull myself out of these holes and realize that, you know what, it's not as bad as I'm making it out to be. Like, I'm still the person he wants, and I'm still his wife for a reason, and we got together for a reason. And so I don't know, I gotta pull myself out of those ruts. And then lastly, in my class, like, geez, la freaking wheeze, you guys, there are so many days where I'm like, what the crap, how am I even in this classroom? Because, oh, Lord have mercy. So I graduated with a degree in dental hygiene. I practiced as a hygienist for about 4 years, and then I made a switch to education through transition to teaching program, which they can do in Indiana. And I don't know about other states, but I just know that we have like zero teachers in Indiana right now. And so the government has gone through and made these different just alternative routes. Oh, whoa. How do you say that? Which way do you say that? Alternative routes. Yeah, that's what we're going to go with. Anyways, you can get to your teaching degree or your teaching license without actually having to go through the full 4 years of college. As long as you meet certain criteria, you have to apply and they have to look at your GPA from college and all of those things. But anyways, so I was able to take that route where I went from one career in dental hygiene and completely jumped over to education. And so I have had more days than I can count where I'm just like, am I letting these kids down? Like, am I fit for this position? Am I really doing my job well? And I know I am. Like, I know it's not your traditional way of going to become a teacher, but I've passed my state content test, and I'm taking the program and learning pedagogy, and I'm doing all the criteria that the state has laid out that needs to be completed in order to teach. So yeah, technically I'm qualified to be in that classroom, but there are just so many times where I think, gosh, could someone else just be doing this better? Like, am I actually enough for this position? And then I have to check myself again and say, I know I'm meant to be here. Like, I was hired for a reason. God put me in this position for a reason. And I can see it in the relationships that I have with my kids. I see it in the love that we have and the hugs that I get and the cute little sweet notes that I get and even the jokes. And they, oh my gosh, you guys, we just laugh so hard. And I just love, 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 love laughing with my kids. It is so much fun. And I know in those feelings alone, like, of course I'm meant to be there. Of course I'm meant to be teaching these kids. And just as I'm meant to be there for them, like, they're in my life for a reason too. And I don't know, I guess my advice or my personal way to attack these lousy, whiny feelings is to switch my mind, like, switch my perspective on it. Like, yeah, maybe you had a bad day, but in the end result, like, at the end of the day, you're in the exact spots you're in for a reason. And it doesn't matter that you biffed it, or it doesn't matter that you had short patience with your kids, and it doesn't matter that you got in an argument with your husband. Like, that's all part of life. Don't write yourself off just for having a couple bad days here and there. I think what we really need to do is just stop trying to earn everyone else's, like, acceptance or, like, mark of approval. Because, again, I wouldn't have these feelings of thinking I'm not good enough if it wasn't for the comparison game that I play with myself. And I think that's natural. And I think we all do that without even realizing it sometimes. But stop. Just, like, why are we doing that to ourselves? Why are we, like, purposely picking ourselves apart? We don't need to be doing that. it might sound cheesy, but it's enough to just be you. You don't have to try and earn every position that you're in. Like, God has put you in these spots for a reason, and you don't have to try and prove yourself when God's already made it happen. And it's those realizations of just, like, in my own mind, in my own book, like, I'm enough, and I don't have to keep comparing to everybody else, and I don't have to look at Sally over there kicking butt. Guess what? I'm kicking butt in my own way, too. So that's great for you, but really, the comparison game is what's killing us. The other thing is, stop being a perfectionist. I mainly wrote this point down because I need to hear it myself. Like I said, in high school, I wanted the top grades. I wanted to be the best at anything I can. Doesn't mean I was the best in everything that I did, but I really, really was striving to do that. In college, I wanted to be the top of my class. Like, these things have always just been important to me, and I guess I don't know why. But man, I'm just a perfectionist at heart. And we all just want, like, A plus work. Like, I don't know, if you're a perfectionist, maybe you can resonate with that. I just want A plus work. I want to be the best of the best of the best. Well, guess what? That's what's freaking killing you. Like, we got to be okay with B plus work. A B plus is still pretty stinking good. And you know what? With B plus work, you're happier. You're not putting all that pressure on yourself to be perfect. And it leaves an open margin for you to actually enjoy what you're doing. Stop trying to make yourself so perfect, because guess what? Again, we've said it before, no one's ever going to be perfect. What a freaking relief that is, you guys. It takes all that pressure off of your shoulders of trying to do more. Guess what? You can read all the books. You can spend all the time. You can lose all the sleep. You can do all the things. You're still not ever going to be perfect. You could be good. You could be really good. You could be B plus work. And heck, you even could be A plus work. But at some point, aren't you going to, I don't know, at some point, you got to weigh the pros and cons. A plus work takes a lot of time and a lot of stress. And that's one thing that I've had to realize, that stop driving myself crazy trying to be the best of the best of the best of the best. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to kick my butt and do the best that I can do. But I'm going to be okay with B plus work. I'm going to be okay with pushing myself, making myself the best I can be, while also maintaining my happiness. So we're going to wrap this one up, you guys. It's going to be short and sweet. Okay. I just hope you guys know that you're enough in every aspect of your life. You are. You're an awesome wife. You're a perfect mom to your kids. You're a great employee. You're kicking butt and taking names without even knowing it. You're doing great. And I needed that for myself today. And so I hope someone can relate to that, in the sense of, maybe you're feeling crummy. Maybe you feel like bleh, like today was just a barfy day. It's been a down week. I've been stressed and cranky and annoyed. Yeah, me too. And just know you're your biggest self-critic, but you don't know how many people are looking at you and are admiring you for your hard work. And I heard something this past week on Instagram, and it said something along the lines of, like, you're suffering from self-doubt while others are intimidated by your full potential. And that's so true. In your perspective, like, you're probably picking yourself apart and thinking of all the things you could do better, while someone else is watching you and wishing they could do what you've been doing. So keep that perspective in the back of your mind. Don't let the bad days get the best of you. Because in reality, the bad days are just feelings. The bad days are these fleeting, changing emotions that aren't factual. They're not true. You don't suck. You're doing awesome. And again, these are just the things that I felt like I needed to hear today. So I hope you guys can resonate with that. And just know that, you know what? Bad days happen. That's okay. We're going to pick it up tomorrow and make an effort to do a little better. I'm going to end it there, you guys. Thank you for hanging out with me, for chit-chatting. Hey, I really want to start getting some guests on here. I think I have a list of roughly like 12 to 15 people who I plan to interview, or just people who want to co-host. If that sounds fun to you, if you'd like to get on here and just chit-chat, it's completely unprofessional. It's just a fun little conversation. If that sounds like something you'd be interested in doing, shoot me a message on Instagram. My Instagram name is Brooke, Brooke dot Lenae, Lenae. Send me a message and we can set up some sort of remote little interview and we can chit chat. And I think it's going to be fun. I'm ready and I'm excited to get some people on here with me who can chit chat with me a little bit. So thank you guys so much for listening. I love you to pieces. You guys are freaking awesome. Don't forget it. And we'll see you next time.